When I found out the theme for Youth Sunday, I was thrilled. I love superheroes. I thought, how cool, something right up my alley. Then I started doing some thinking and tossed around ideas on how I could actually relate superheroes and God. Kind of a weird combo, or so I thought. But then it hit me. Followers of God are superheroes. We are all superheroes. We were given this incredible opportunity to change the world, and that holds great power. As Uncle Ben said in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. So we need to take this task seriously. One of my superpowers is being a friend. God blessed me with the ability to welcome people and comfort them. The other day, my mom was telling me a story that perfectly represents the spiritual gift God gave me. She told me that when I was little at story time at the library, there was a little boy who was crying because he was away from his mom. She said, I went over to him and put my arm around him to comfort him. I was maybe 4 years old. This opened my eyes and made me realize that nothing has really changed. Throughout high school, I have been involved in Peace Project. The mission of this project is to help people feel comfortable, accepted, and protected. I have mentored students who just need a friend. Being a friend to someone who needs one fills me up. Helping a person out and giving them a shoulder to cry on leaves me feeling like a superhero. This is all thanks to God. He needed me to be a helping hand, and that's what I try to be every day. As Commissioner James Gordon from Batman said, you're going to make a difference. A lot of times, it won't be huge, it won't be visible even, but it will matter just the same. This is so true. You don't always reap the benefits of your work right away, and sometimes you never see the benefits at all. But the reason you need to keep trying your best is to do it for God. He gave you these gifts, and it is your responsibility to not let them collect dust on the shelf. Yet, there was a time in my life when I really did not feel like a superhero at all. And this was the end of my sophomore year when my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He went through surgery, and we thought everything was better. But he went back for his appointment a few months later, and we heard the four words we didn't want to hear. Dad has cancer again. Cue the heart drop. How could God let this happen? Let alone for a second time. So my dad started radiation and a chemo pill. This was definitely a difficult time for me, but there were positives to it too. I found out what it truly meant to be a superhero. A superhero is strong, brave, and perseveres through whatever comes their way. My dad is a real-world superhero. Both of my parents, actually. My mom showed all of these qualities too as she helped my dad through treatment. Through this duration of time, my family morphed into the Fantastic Four, bonding together to beat the supervillain that is called cancer. The Fantastic Four did not just magically have all the strength we needed, though. God provided us with it. He carried us when we couldn't move on. I learned that God gives you trials in life to bring out your superpowers, especially ones you may never even known you had. This brings me to another thought I had while brainstorming for this talk. If I'm a superhero, does that in a way make Jesus my sidekick? Kind of, actually. And how lucky are we to have a sidekick as awesome as Jesus? He constantly works behind the scenes to back us up and help us accomplish our goals. Sidekicks assist their superheroes in every way imaginable. Jesus does this exact thing. He is our support system. While Jesus acts as a sidekick through being a constant companion, he's much more than that. He gives us the basis for everything, and shows us that everything is possible through him. He's the best companion, too, because he doesn't mind getting his hands dirty. He's willing to work for those who don't have it all together. That's me included. I'm a mess, what can I say? But I'm a mess who loves Jesus. He chooses to take the job of supporting ordinary people. Superman put it perfectly when he said, I think a hero is an ordinary individual who finds strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. But the best part is that Jesus is the one who gives us the strength to persevere. He's the sidekick and companion that provides us with everything. Each of us is blessed with a gift. You need to find yours and use it. God gave us talents, gifts, and strength to change the world. Why would he give us these incredible gifts if we couldn't handle them? He knows we can. And he calls us to use them in Romans 12:6-8. Again, it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. It's put plain and simple right in front of us. I will take this call to action with me as I enter college. I'm about to encounter a whole new world, and I'm going to use everything I've got to make a positive impact. I hope you choose to do the same, even if you're not about to enter a new experience. Use the gifts God generously gave you. Don't waste these wonderful talents, or better yet, superpowers. The best part about being a superhero for God is that you don't have to put on a mask or a cape. You're already equipped because you are loved by God, loved more than you will ever know. God provides, period. So go do what God calls you to do. Fly high and change the world. Amen.